This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, July 2nd, 2012. I'm Kyle Callums. KUAF is supported by Circle of Life Hospice, offering compassionate end-of-life care for body, mind, spirit, and family. Off-site assistance, including freestanding inpatient homes, is available. Circle of Life Hospice, ask for us by name, nwacircleoflife.org, for more information. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Arkansas has been granted a waiver for meeting some of the requirements of the No Child Left Behind legislation, an explanation of what that means later. And for decades, the Rodeo of the Ozarks has been part of the July 4th celebration in Northwest Arkansas. This year, one of the top entertainment draws on the rodeo circuit is here for the rodeo. A conversation with the one-armed bandit is ahead. First, state officials continue to react to last week's Supreme Court decision that upheld most of the Obama administration's health care law. Justices did strike down the provision that would have forced states to expand their Medicaid roles. On this week's edition of Arkansas Week on AETN, Arkansas Surgeon General Joe Thompson said Arkansas stands to gain more than most states from adopting the Medicaid expansion.
But I think the Affordable Care Act is a unique opportunity to provide the state a mechanism to get health insurance to those that are not going to be able to afford it. And for the state, we're never going to be able to afford it. It's a 90-10 match, ultimately. It's 100% federally funded on the front end. But in 2020, it's 90 cents on every dollar that the federal government will help us provide health insurance to working low-income individuals that currently are going bare and suffering the consequences.
Arkansas Surgeon General said the federal money could create an economic stimulus that wouldn't require the state to raise taxes to cover the remaining 10% of the expansion eventually not covered by the federal government.
I think it is a study that we need to do to say, what does $1 billion to $1.5 billion new expenditures do to our tax base, to our local revenue, to the stability of our healthcare system? I would be surprised that if we spend $1.5 billion year after year, that we can't generate 10% of that, which would be our cost, in new tax revenues and in local economic activity.
Joe Thompson made his comments on Arkansas Week on AETN this weekend. At least in the near term, whether the state expands Medicaid in accordance with the healthcare law is up to the governor. The average gallon of gas in Arkansas is cheaper than it was a month ago and even cheaper than it was a year ago. The website ArkansasGasPrices.com says the average price for a gallon of gas in the state is $3.37 today. That's about 18 cents cheaper than this time last month and nearly 29 cents less expensive than this date last year. The Applied Sustainability Center in the Sam M. Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas is conducting 4 energy workshops for state legislators and legislative candidates this month. The workshops will be held in 4 different locations and will begin with a July 10th session at Northwest Arkansas Community College in Bentonville. Organizers say the workshops are designed to explore the potential economic impact of what is called the advanced energy sector that includes energy efficiency, renewable energy, and alternative fuels. In addition to the session in Northwest Arkansas next week, others will be held in North Little Rock, West Memphis, and Arkadelphia. The Arkansas Forestry Commission says the entire state is in extreme danger for the development of wildfires. A continued drought means conditions are ripe for the quick spread of fire, and as a result, many communities and counties are instituting burn bans, and for most, that means a ban on personal use of fireworks. While many professional fireworks shows this week are still scheduled to take place, at least one has been canceled because of the dry, hot conditions. The Holiday Island 4th of July celebration has been nixed. Organizers say they'll announce a rescheduled date for the event later. And former Arkansas Razorback Wallace Spearman is heading back to the Olympics. This time, they'll be in London. The Fayetteville High School graduate won the 200 meters yesterday on the final day of the U.S. Olympic trials in Eugene, Oregon. His winning time in the 200 of just under 20 seconds is the fastest recorded by an American this year. The Olympics will begin in early August.